This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. This week, to be successful, here are 7 ways having genuine confidence helps. Welcome to Anatomy of Success. Each and every week, we talk about my 4 tenets of equanimity, better health, healthy relationships, healthy intimate relationships, and more satisfying work. There's a whole lot happening in those categories, but if we concentrate on those areas and take actions every day in a deliberate attempt to elevate life satisfaction, we make progress and we build on momentum that's positive. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find our audio podcast as well. Follow us there if you prefer. Weatherology.com is my company page. There's a free weather app waiting for you, and you can find me under About Us at the top of that page. Let's connect on social media. Numerous studies have been conducted on the topic of confidence. Psychologist James Reason studied drives in the 1980s to understand people's perception of their driving skills. Less than 1% thought they were bad drivers, despite making very many mistakes behind the wheel. Ethan Zeal from the University of North Carolina has produced a meta-study compiling decades worth of data on the subject as well. The conclusion? People suffer from the better-than-average effect. Every musician thinks they have what it takes to be a rock star. Every aspiring entrepreneur believes they have the skills to succeed in business. Every athlete has a dream to become a professional athlete. As we know, most people sadly don't. The consequences of overconfidence are severe, especially in business. I have eavesdropped in numerous conversations over the years where people are discussing their business aspirations. Oftentimes, it's predicated on this sexy idea of wanting to be successful, minus the hard work, discipline, dedication, and reality. Daniel Kahneman famously remarked that if he had a magic wand and could change one thing about human psychology, he would eliminate this superiority complex. So, how can we develop genuine self-confidence and avoid the arrogance associated with this superiority complex? Here are 7 ways we can cultivate confidence. Admit. Humility is key when it comes to creating more self-confidence. We live in a world that artificially inseminates people with self-esteem by building them up with approbations. Please stop if you do this. Let people earn their accolades and skin their knees a bit, practicing their craft. Admitting mistakes is part of the process, and having humility is essential. Confident people confess their shortcomings, and they constantly learn. Accountable. Taking full responsibility for our life and dismissing the need to blame is paramount to developing better self-confidence. People that complain and build themselves up with bravado always have an excuse for their failures. It's somebody else's fault. It's the system's fault. It's society's fault, parents' fault, academics' fault. But being accountable is where it all starts to make better choices and have greater success. Communicate. Most arrogant people, they communicate poorly. Their language is inundated with statements that reflect their true intentions. The world revolves around them, and it's evident in how they speak, write, and interact. Learning to communicate with kindness and respect is key for developing more humility and cultivating supreme confidence. Willing. Without an open mind, we are regulated to our own thoughts, which can be deceptive and very misleading. Being willing to learn and open-minded to new ideas, absolutely essential for improvement. It's also mandatory for better leadership. Arrogant leaders live in an echo chamber where they prefer opinions that validate their own. True confidence occurs when we embrace learning and remain receptive to new ideas. Grateful. Gratitude is always an excellent way to ground ourselves in humility. By showing gratitude with genuine sincerity, we eliminate the need to be right and validate ourselves. Great leaders build people up and develop remarkable individuals in the process through cooperation and accolades that are genuine. Gratitude evident in their professional, personal lives, and we can practice those same grateful techniques each and every day. Forgive. Confident people know how to forgive and let go of bitterness in their personal and professional relationships. They understand human fallibility because they appreciate their own flaws. When we let go of the need to be right and surrender our pride, we can move past conflict quickly. We forgive because holding on to anger is unhealthy and counterproductive. Guidance. Many entrepreneurs fail because they don't listen to sound advice. They believe they have all the answers and their ideas are immune to criticism. Many leaders struggle from the same dilemma, tunnel vision. True confidence requires seeking guidance and soliciting advice from respected mentors who can help us avoid mistakes. Let's not let our ego guide our decisions. Let's let common sense and wisdom lead the way. Here's 7 things we can do to build self-confidence. Share your thoughts in the comments section. Let's get together next week once again. Until then, I'm Steve Wollenhouse. This is Anatomy of Success. Let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.